Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library, joins us for another Appleton Library show on this Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Almost forgot what your name was.
There are days I'm not sure I know who I am either. Or I want to forget. I don't know.
I talk to so many people on the phone during the day, I got to think. So
yeah,
we're good. Yeah, we've been doing this library show for many, many years, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I'm not even sure if I remember what year we started. Do you remember?
And we appreciate it. We appreciate it, Cindy. Thank you for doing that. This is the boss. I just thought I'd give you a note. Tell you to have a good day there.
Okay, thanks.
Maynard always wants to get on the show. It's his birthday tomorrow, so we got to be nice to him.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, happy birthday.
He's not shy. All right, we interrupted the show there for a little bit, so yeah, I don't know when we started the show, Cindy, probably in 2009, 10, somewhere in there?
I don't know either. I mean, I know, yeah, it has to be at least that long. I agree.
Yeah, it's been fun, though. I remember talking to you at the Swift County Fair about doing that. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Actually, I'm wondering if we didn't do a pre-show, though, before, because it was when we were in the 52 Wing Gym, and they were doing some kind of, like, a wellness thing.
Yep.
And you were going around, and you were interviewing various booths, and the library had a booth at that, and that's when I'm not saying it was our first radio show, but it was the first time that we even, you know, conceptually thought of doing this, too.
You know, you got a better memory than I do. You're exactly right. That's how it started. I do remember that health fair in the 52 wing there. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's when that's when we kind of started talking about it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's been good, though, over the years.
Yeah, it has been. It's been good.
I've learned a lot about libraries from you, that's for sure. It's more than just renting a book or reading a book. Libraries offer a lot more than that. So.
And yeah, really, we have. We've become community centers. You know, gathering places, a place to go if you have questions or you need help with something, or at least to be pointed in the correct direction where to go. Plus, you know, we have so many things with digital content. And then, like you said, it's not just books. It's books, it's magazines, it's newspapers, it's computers, it's the Internet, it's hot spots. I mean,
yep.
It's just a little bit of everything, you know. We even have Chromebooks to check out to people too, that you can take home and use and rent in a sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's just so many things that we have available to us now that it's exciting. All the things we can offer our people.
That's right, and you usually have the answers to about any question.
Well, I can't say that perfectly, you know, but at least maybe we can find the answer if we don't know it.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay, well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Library, Cindy.
Well, this week, in fact, tonight at 5:30 p.m., we have pizza and painting for teens. And we're doing a special program where you'll learn how to paint from this particular website called Creative Bug. And then Plaid Paint Company is also a part of it. And so we're going to stream this person teaching teens how to paint.
Hmm.
So, yeah. And, of course, there's pizza. So if you are interested and you are a teen, stop on down. No registration is needed, but it'd be great if we knew a little bit about who's coming. But otherwise, just drop in 5:30 tonight, which is Tuesday the 18th. And then tomorrow we have our Wednesdays is Library Day for our summer readers. We're having bingo and scratch-off postcards, and that's at 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Keep that in mind. Otherwise, we have Lego Club next week, and our book club also will meet on the 31st. So we still have some kind of crazy things going on, even though we are contemplating our big move to our new space.
All right, and hopefully that's going to happen soon, right?
I'm hoping so. We're so close, Paul. I mean, I can just taste it. Yesterday, I walk through the space and I look, and of course, you know, I'm looking at all the little things that maybe aren't done, like, oh, there's not a lock in that keyhole, you know, or this needs to be touch-up painted, or, you know, I mean, there's just little things, but we're getting super close. I mean, the big thing is having the lights all work and the electrical done, and hopefully that gets wrapped up this week, too, so then we can contemplate that big move that we're going to be making with some wonderful volunteers. We've had quite a few people step up and offer to volunteer, so that's what we plan to do, is to work with our volunteers. So
good. Yeah. All right. Well, should we move into what are people reading?
Yes. There are a few things to talk about in hardcover fiction. We have The Only One Left by Riley Sager. It's a 1983, a mute woman confined to a wheelchair types out her side of the story about a family massacre to her home health aide. And then also by Daniel Steele, Palazzo, challenges arrive when a young woman takes over her family's couture Italian leather brand in a 400-year-old Palazzo in Venice. 0 Days by Ruth Ware is a security system tester must elude the police to find the person who killed her partner in marriage and in crime. So that's new in fiction. In nonfiction, there's quite a few things to talk about. Unbroken Bonds Battle by Johnny Joey Jones. Say that fast, huh? The Fox News military analyst shares stories from working with veterans for over a decade. The Art Thief by Michael Finkel is the author of The Stranger in the Woods book. Tells the story of Stephanie Brettweiser, who stole art more than 200 times just for the sake of admiring it. White House by the Sea by Kate Story is a multi-generational story of the Kennedy family and their Hynesport compound on Cape Cod. And then Minka Kelly has a book out called Tell Me Everything. She's sharing stories of adversity on her way to career success. So, yeah, lots of new things that are popping in and out here. And if you're looking for something to read, stop on down. We've got a whole bunch of readers at work here. Shock, surprise, and amazement. Anyway, and so we love to make book recommendations. And we always have different features of different types of books and authors on our end panels and different areas of the library, too, for you to kind of take a peek at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, stop on down and visit us. It's
good.
Nice.
How's book club going?
Book club is great. Oh, it's one of my favorite things that I do is book club, and we have a really great group of people that meet here. And, you know, we've got a big group, but, you know, only so many are able to attend each time so that it's not unwieldy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are a lot of other book club groups in our area, and we help with quite a few of those book clubs as well. Just with, you know, ordering books, maybe some suggestions and things like that too. So it is just kind of a book club is just a fun thing. I just really enjoy book club.
All right, real good, Cindy. Yeah. So tell our listeners when you're open at the Appleton Library.
Sure. We are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Library. And, of course, we have a website and digital content that you can access from that and all sorts of lovely things here.
Good. All right, Cindy, thank you, and you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Yeah, you have a great week, too.
All right. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.